Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Central on WBBM News Radio. Local reporting from the Democratic National Convention at United Center.
And we begin with Chicago police monitoring plans for a possible demonstration outside the Israeli consulate in the West Loop today. Protesters plan the gathering, have implied they might cause some disruptions and clashes with police, but so far nothing yet. We're going to check with that as the DNC continues. Earlier today, police offered new details about the numbers of arrests that were made outside the United Center yesterday when protesters broke through a security fence. However, WBBM's Rachel Pearson reports there's conflicting information from CPD and a local legal group.
13 protesters were taken into custody on day one of the Democratic National Convention. Several of those arrests stemmed from a security fence breach outside the United Center.
We got in there as quickly as we could. Our officers showed great restraint.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers were pepper sprayed and had objects thrown at them. Those arrested are charged with trespassing, resisting arrest, and aggravated battery of police. And while Snelling claims police handled the situation perfectly, the National Lawyers Guild Chicago says otherwise.
The volunteers with the National Lawyers Guild observed multiple incidences where the Chicago Police Department used excessive force.
Matthew McLaughlin is the organization's mass defense coordinator. He says at least one protester was hospitalized after being assaulted by a Chicago police officer Sunday night, and that Monday's arrests infringed on protesters' rights.
We had demonstrators who were in custody and were denied access to the phone for several hours.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating apparently bogus bomb threats that were received by multiple news agencies via email today. DNC officials say the threats claimed pipe bombs had been placed in several rooms at well-known hotels in Streeterville and The Loop. The Secret Service is aware of the threats, and law enforcement is looking into their credibility. No one is injured. Well, some Chicagoans living on the west side near the United Center aren't exactly thrilled to have the tall metal DNC security fences running through their neighborhood, or the noise and confusion being experienced by kids that come with a week of major protests. WBBM's Brandon Eisen joins us live with that story.
We see now, after the steel fencing was breached briefly, that crews have added a second fence along that section with brackets at the top, preventing what appeared to be an easy takedown for a few stray protesters among the thousands peacefully demonstrating about this time yesterday. The importance of fortifying this particular portion lies with the intersection's significance in protest activity during the DNC. Here at Washington Avenue in Walcott, a small neighborhood park within view of the United Center has pretty much been designated the official free speech zone. The city has set up some PA equipment in Park 57 and more than two dozen 45-minute speaking slots have been pre-approved so far. About three dozen bicycle police are now in the park and its connected intersections. About a dozen demonstrators around. Nearby residents speaking anonymously tell us it's been disruptive, being told they can't park where they usually do, caution tape covering the park benches. And during the last week of summer, kids and their parents have limited access to Park 578 and its playground.
kids are not in school right now, so it's like they just enjoying stuff, and kids really don't know what's going on, so it can cause like fear, it can cause like, you know, just kind of like just this, just the discomfort of it all.
Ultimately, the neighbors we speak to here say they would like to have been given more information and the chance to push back against the idea. They believe these protests would not have been approved if taking place in other parts of the city. At Park 578 on the west side, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Brandon. Earlier today, Illinois delegates to the Democratic National Convention talked and heard about labor and reproductive rights at their breakfast meeting. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has that part of the story.
Unions have sponsored the Illinois delegation's breakfast. Labor leaders have acted as hosts each morning, and the latest gathering featured the acting U.S. Labor Secretary. But another major topic at the breakfast was reproductive rights, with advocates making remarks. But the most heartfelt words came from State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, who noted that he and his wife used in vitro fertilization, which some want to restrict, and they now have twins.
And when the other party claims to be pro-life and claims to be pro-family, but they would deny me and my wife the right to have our own family, I call bull on that.
He also described how with a previous wife, they were told a baby would be stillborn, but hospitals refused to terminate the pregnancy because of the laws. He called that cruel. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And you'll find images and updates from the convention on our social media. Just search for WBBM News Radio. And we're posting complete coverage of the DNC in Chicago under the Election Central tab on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Now, Indiana joins the majority of states in a lawsuit against Live Nation Ticketmaster alleging anti-competitive practices.
Indiana joins a growing list of states signing on as plaintiffs. Illinois is among them. The suit was initially filed by the Justice Department and 29 states in May. Here was the Attorney General Merrick Garland at the time.
Our complaint makes clear what happens when a monopolist dedicates its resources to entrenching its monopoly power and insulating itself from competition. We allege that Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry in the United States for far too long. It is time to break it up.
He said Live Nation Ticketmaster controls at least 80% of ticketing at major venues, manages more than 400 artists, controls more than 60% of promotions, and owns or controls more than 60% of large venues. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The governor says the suit won't reduce prices and maintains there is more competition than ever. A man is convicted on drug and gun charges while trafficking fentanyl and other drugs in the Chicago suburbs. Omar Andrews Jr. is found guilty of possessing an AR-15-style firearm, three handguns while trafficking fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, crack cocaine, and marijuana in Mount Prospect last year. The 24-year-old will be sentenced in December. Time for sports now, and in studio 670, the score is Mark Grody.
Hello, Mark. Lisa. Good to see you. Back-to-back afternoon practices for the Bears in training camp. Head coach Matt Eberflus has his guys out on the field right now, as a matter of fact.
And in terms of the game on Thursday, the majority of the starters will not play in that game. We feel really good about our process, the plan that we've had. In terms of the range of plays for certain players.
Caleb Williams will not play Thursday in KC, but as you heard Eberflus say, there will be some starters. Maybe we will get to see third-round rookie offensive lineman Karan Amagaji, who was just recently activated from injury.
He's been on the side, hasn't been able to participate in the live work right there, but from a meeting standpoint, being locked in, and any chance he's on the field and is in earshot, you know, I've talked to Karan a lot, and he does a great job of taking a mental rep every time he hears the play. So looking forward to him. Smart guy, smart, tough, and reliable that can start off, you know, with a good base already. But there's no substitute for getting out there and doing it.
That's Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, who will be calling the plays on Thursday night in KC. Baseball, that is all for Hector Neris in a Cubs uniform. The team said goodbye to their closer today by way of a straight release after he went unclaimed on waivers, according to reports. Cubs host Detroit tonight with Javier Assad scheduled to make the first pitch at 7:05. White Sox with another one in San Francisco tonight, 8:45. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The score's Mark Grody on 105.9 WBBM.
Time for the WBBM Entertainment Tonight Report.
The Eagles are coming to the Sphere in Las Vegas. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers will play 20 concerts from September 20th through January 25th. The Eagles have sold over 150 million albums worldwide. Jane the Virgin's Gina Rodriguez joins the cast of ABC's Will Trent. She'll play charismatic and confident ADA Marion Alba. The series follows a special agent of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation in his pursuit of justice. Back to the Future, the musical, is playing now at the Cadillac Palace Theater in The Loop. The show features hit songs from the film, including The Power of Love, Johnny B. Goode, Earth Angel, and Back in Time. And we'll have all the latest celebrity news tonight at 6:30 on CBS 2. This report brought to you by Progressive Insurance, offering auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business options. Visit progressive.com today. For ETN News Radio 105.9 WBBM, I'm Kevin Frazier.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.